or this evening, whatever it is, sun's still up. So good. There is a story in the fifth chapter of Genesis. It's really interesting. In the fifth chapter of Genesis, it can get really boring because we're talking about like genealogies. And so you read through that and it says, and Cain fathered this person, and that person fathered this person. It even talks about Jared. It says when Jared was 167 years old. I might have got that number right. I don't know what's funny. But finally we get to a man named Enoch. And Enoch, Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 says, when Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. He walked with God. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Took him where? And so you read that, and you're like, what? I thought we were talking about whose daddy was who. And all of a sudden it says that Enoch was not because God took him. And that's really, scholars still argue about that. They still can't put a pin on exactly what happened. Some people believe that it's not where God took Enoch, but when God took him. What time is he in? And some people believe that, you know, in the book of Revelation, you read about these two witnesses, and some people believe that he's one of those. And so that's one of those things that's really fun to debate, fun to wonder about, and study about it. And if you come up with an answer, you come talk to me, and then I'll talk to Pastor Daphne and find out if you're right. So, but in the book of Hebrews, we get a little bit of, we get to unpack exactly what happened with Enoch, just a little bit more than that quick pass by in Genesis 5. And Hebrews chapter 11, 5 says, by faith, Enoch was taken up so that he did not see death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. God, let me be someone who pleases you. Let me be someone who walks with you. And so I was thinking about this, and I just kind of wanted to talk about this. And, you know, we talk about an idea in the Assemblies of God called holiness. We talk about an idea called sanctification. And we want to, basically what that means is we want to walk as close to God as we can. And I thought of a song. Some of you might know it. And it says, just a closer walk with thee. And I don't know the rest of the words, so I'm not going to go any farther. But I was thinking that song. I was thinking about it, and I was kind of humming the tune all day today while I was getting ready to come up here and do worship team practice. And I thought, man, that's really what I want, God. I want a closer walk with you. Because when we walk closer to God, what can happen? Think about it. What can happen when we have that close relationship with him, when we walk really close and hand in hand with our Savior, with our Father in heaven? What are the things that can happen? You know, one of my favorite things in the world to do is to hunt. And my favorite thing to hunt is we duck hunt. And I went to a place in southeastern Arkansas, and I was following some guys, and they were walking, and I got tired. Y'all, can I be real? I am too fat to be walking that much, okay? Look, you know what? Somebody said, well, you know, he's kind of out of shape. And I said, no, baby, I am shapes, okay? I'm all the shapes, the round ones anyway. And so, hey, you know, the boss lady at work told me one day, she said, JB, you don't have to wear your jacket every day. I said, yeah, but I don't want people to know how blessed I am. And so, look, I was walking in this place and it was unknown territory. And how many of you have ever stumbled upon unknown territory? You found yourself in a place you didn't know well how to navigate. And that's where we were. I was following these guys, and they were doing a little move that we call hot footing it. And that means they're walking fast. They're walking way too fast for old Chuggington back here, okay? And so I'm trying my best to keep up, and I'm carrying all this gear. And I'm just like, man, we've walked 18 miles already. And, you know, they're like, hey, you know, we're about 5 minutes into the walk, and you're looking pretty rough. Are you okay? And I'm like, 5 minutes? No, you're a liar. And so, and I'm following these guys, and y'all, I'm struggling. And so I'm like, and I look up, and look, they's gone. And I said, well, I'm going to die. They were gone. And so I dropped all the gear on the ground, and I said, man, what am I going to do now? And the same thing can happen when we neglect to keep up with Jesus, when we let our walk kind of deviate from his path, when we get lazy in our following, the same thing can happen. And I was really worried because they had the real meat ducks with them. I had the plastic ones, and you can't eat them. And so I thought, what am I going to do? And I sat there and I waited. And listen, I want to tell you that when you walk with Jesus, you have a future. You have tomorrow. Listen, when you walk with Jesus, not only do you have tomorrow, but you know who holds tomorrow. You don't walk lost. You don't wander. I love that we get to call God banner. We get to say, God, my banner. And that, you know what, that speaks to me, because that lets me know that when I feel like I don't know what to do, when my internal compass is spinning in circles and my internal GPS has run out of batteries, I can still cry out and look for that banner and find the way. I can find my way, even when it's dark, even when there's fog in my life, when you're facing situations, tragedies, things that don't have an easy answer, you can still lean on those everlasting arms and place your hope in our Redeemer. Just a closer walk with you, God. That's what I want. How can you get closer? How can you keep up the pace? Listen, I want to tell you, every day, I want you to do three things. I want you to do three things. I told you guys I'm not going to use the word challenge anymore, but I'm going to use it this one time, okay? If that's okay, just, you know, don't call the presbyter, all right? Three things. Number one, I want you to pray daily. Every single day, pray daily. Listen, it doesn't have to be. I was so blown away the other day. Christina's dad prayed for me, and he came up, and Pastor Jason came up, and they were both going to pray for me, and he said, do you accept Methodist prayers? I said, brother, I accept them all. And so Jason prayed for me and all the guys, and, you know, we're Assembly God, and we're just like, God, bless this man and bring him through it. And then, you know, Pastor Sherman starts praying, and he's like this poetic prayer, and I'm like, whoa, I don't ever want to pray next to that dude. You know, like if you need like a really, and then I'll tell you something funny that happened when we were baptizing some young people one day, and Pastor Sherman came, and he's going to baptize one of the girls. It was Ashley, right? So he's going to baptize Ashley, and man, so he's like so eloquent, and I'm just like, I can bait a hook. You know, I'm like, yeah, there's nothing, I don't have any redeeming qualities next to this guy because he's so smart. And so I'm sitting here and I'm going to baptize Aubrey. And so Pastor Sherman, he's got pages of notes. And I'm thinking, dude, I'm just going to be like, hey, this is Aubrey. She's a good kid. She loves Jesus. Boom. You know? And he's got pages of notes. And he's getting ready and he's speaking. And he's just, man, it's like next level. One of his notes fell in the water. And I was like, now you only got two pages of notes up on me. But listen, pray. And it doesn't matter if your prayer is eloquent. It doesn't matter if your prayer is long. It matters that your prayer is consistent. It matters that your effort in your prayer life is consistent. Okay? Consistency matters more than quality in your prayer life. You know what? If you're driving to work every morning and you say, Jesus, I need you today, send the Holy Spirit to be with me. Great. Keep doing that. Okay? Listen, if your prayer is at lunch break and you say, God, I just need you to help me the rest of the day, and you do that every single day, hey, you keep doing that, okay? Consistency is better than quality. It doesn't matter if you have a long prayer, if you pray in the King James Version, if you pray in the New American Standard Bible Version. It doesn't matter. It just matters that you're consistent. So number one, I want you to pray every day. Number two, I want you to pursue holiness every day. How do you pursue holiness? We talked about it this morning. You flee things. You flee. You run away. Okay? I remember the story about, I got a little distracted. You remember about Joseph, and he goes in this house, and there's a lady in there. She was married to a guy named Potiphar, and she tries to sabotage Joseph. She tries to force herself on him. What's the dude? He runs away, okay? So flee those kind of things. Flee situations that are going to sidetrack your walk with Jesus, okay? Flee those distractions. I said it this morning. I'll say it again. The devil can't defeat you, but he can distract you. So don't give in to that. The third thing I want you to do is I want you to stay in the Word. Get in this Word, man. Get in this Word. Now's a great time for a commercial. Starting September 1st, we're going to do a 90-day challenge. We're going to read through the entire Bible as a church in 90 days. And that's aggressive. It's going to be 12 pages a day, but I'm so excited to get in the Word with my family, to get in the Word and know that everybody's grinding, everybody's being consistent. Get in the Word and stay in the Word every single day. Those three things. Pray. Talk to God. You know, prayer becomes a thing. It becomes a ceremony almost sometimes. That's not what prayer is all about, man. Prayer is you talking to your Heavenly Father. It's communication. Doesn't matter if you're good at it. It just matters that you're doing it. The second thing I want you to do, I want you to pursue holiness. Flee things. If there's something that is starting to sidetrack you, get off of it. Get away from it. Don't keep indulging because you have so much pride that you think you can handle it, because you can't. I don't care who your daddy is. The third thing is I want you to get in the Word and stay in the Word. And listen, as you do that, as you walk, as you say, God, I want just a closer walk with Thee, I'm going to be right there with you as your pastor, as your friend. I'm going to be right there with you walking. If you see me start to mess up, say something. If I see you start to mess up, I'm going to say something. We're in this together. Listen, iron sharpens iron. That's what the church is all about. Amen. Let me finish this story because I left myself out there in the woods. So listen. So I'm sitting there, leaned up against a log, and I'm thinking, you know, I hope that Brittany doesn't marry a guy more handsomer than me. And after I'm gone. And listen, I'm sitting there and I hear somebody say, hey, what are you doing? And I look up and I see one of the guys, and they were right there the whole time. But there was the woods were so thick, I just couldn't see them. They were right there. And I said, I dropped something. And so I came on my little merry way. Listen, sometimes you get in a situation in your life and you don't think Jesus is there. You don't think your Savior is within reach. But guess what? You call out. You call out. He is always there. He is always, rescue is always within reach. Don't ever forget that. I want to pray with you. If you want to stand with me, I want to pray and bless you, and then we're going to dismiss. God, I just pray for my family right now. God, that we would always follow you, that we would walk closely and fellowship with you. God, send your Holy Spirit to just be with us in our lives. God, to help us through the day. God, give us victory. Give us power to get through it. And we will give you all the glory because you're so, so good. And there is nothing better than you. In the name of Jesus, we pray together. Amen. Community Church family, we love you. And we're so excited to see you Sunday morning. Don't forget, if you hadn't already bought yourself a fried fish ticket, get you one.